So what?
It is what it is, you know?
If they're crazy enough to come to the class, they listen to the class, they're crazy enough to hear this too. Okay, now the Rebbe starts saying that there's going to be abundance of wine in the Chelek of Yehuda. They're going to tie the donkeys to it. They're going to wash their clothing with it. So he says, that's speaking, though, Yemeis HaMashiach. So he starts explaining that the only difference, Gemara said, between now and the beginning of Yemeis HaMashiach is Shibin Malchis Bilvad. But the ultimate level is Ches HaMeisim. Okay? So he says like this. Al Rebbe asked the question, why is it that davening is in place of korbanos, right? And yet in davening, we're asking for korbanos, but l'chaira, davening is greater than korbanos, because korban, you're bringing an animal. Davening, you're refining yourself. So we're davening that we should come back to korbanos, right? Yet, seemingly, davening should be higher than korbanos. That's what he started asking. So he said there's different levels of wine. There's wine that makes you drunk. There's wine that makes you happy. And he said white wine is the one that makes you happy. Red wine is the one that makes you drunk. And he says, what is wine? You have to squeeze it out of the hidden place. Like it says, Nichnas Yayin Yotzesod, which in the spiritual sense represents revealing the Ahava, the love of Hashem that every Jew has naturally. Okay? So now we're going to start, we learned this already, we're going to start like two-thirds of the way down.
The second paragraph or third?
Second column.
Second. No, but paragraph.
No, Mem Vav.
Oh, Mem Vav.
Second column, probably 18 lines in the bottom of the page. Oh, the last question, after that, that's a very important question. We say in davening, that the Jews sanctify the name of Hashem. So he says Hashem's name needs us to sanctify him. He's self-sanctified. What does he need us to sanctify him for? So he says now like this. These few lines we learned. But anyway. We say in davening, your holy, your name's holy. The holy ones every day praise your name. What does it mean? Kadesh b'chol yom. What does it mean, the holy ones every day? Why do we have to do it every day? It says, that Hashem renews creation every day. That every single day, the whole creation is renewed from new. And therefore, when the Yidden realize that every day they're existence comes from Mechinas Kadosh Umuvdo. Like it comes from Hashem who is removed from world. Because we say, Adain and Eflois, Hashem is the master of wonders. As we say, Adain and Eflois and Mechadosh Betuve, right? What does that mean? Hashem is, when you say Hashem is the master of wonders, that means he's greater than wonders. He's the master of wonders. So he's much greater than wonders. Like it says, Eisei Pela, that Hashem makes Pela, Hashem does wonders, but he says, what does that mean? Shebchinas HaPela, what do you mean Eisei Pela? This we still learned on Friday. Eisei Pela means, by Hashem, Eisei Asiya, the lowest level, and Pela wonders, which are the highest level, are exactly the same. The highest level, the lowest level, are exactly the same. Okay, this is where we're up to, by the way. What's the union of wonders? He pleads Savas Yashmiyayan is the wonder of creating something from nothing. Because creating something from nothing is something that really conceptually doesn't make sense. Yashmiyayan means something from nothing, which means like this. The yesh, the something, doesn't feel its source. Therefore, it's called ayin, right? I come from nothing. I don't feel my source. Yet, the whole existence of the yesh is the ayin. So it's like a contradictory thing. The existence of the yesh is the ayin, and yet the yesh doesn't know it exists. That's why it's called ayin, from nothing. It doesn't know that it exists. But eish is the savas of b'chochma. The beginning of creation comes from the level of Chochmah, because Chochmah is the first level of the worlds. Like it says, Chochma Mayin Tamotzi. Chochma comes from the level of Ayin. And like it says, Kulam Chochma Sisa. That simply means Hashem made everything with Chochma. Kulam, everything with Chochma Sisa, you did it. But what does it mean? Chassidus interprets, like you said, Eisapella. That Chochma Nachshavis Etzli Kasiya Gashmias. Kulam b'chochma asisa means by Hashem the highest level, which is chochma, and the lowest level, which is action, are all the same. That means Hashem is so infinite that the highest level and the lowest level are both equally nothing compared to Him. You're infinite away from infinite, like we learned. A trillion trillion is not any closer to infinite than one is, because it's infinite away, and this is infinite away. The same thing, the same thing, that's like, by Hashem, Chochma is considered. Why is it like that? Why is Chochma considered like action, like nothing? Because by Hashem, He's infinitely greater than Chochma. Is an infinitely level of greatness. Therefore, what Alter Rebbe is explaining is the highest levels and the lowest levels are the same. Therefore, Lachain Heim Yaluch Hasela. Therefore, they praise you constantly. Be'ili Achal Ili Beli Hefsik, without any break. Meaning, Hashem's greatness is so great, you can just keep going. You'll never get to the top of praise of Hashem because He's so infinite that even the highest levels of Chachma or Pella is Asisa. It's the same level as action. It's nothing. And therefore, because that this is all the level of a Shimcha Kaddish. We say Atar Kaddish, but we learned this many times. We say in davening, Atar Kaddish, Shimcha Kaddish, right? You are holy, your name's holy. We should just say Atar Shimcha Kaddish. You and your name are holy. They're both holy, right? So why do we say you're holy and your name is holy? We should say you and your name are holy. So obviously, it's clearly understood that Ata is not the same level of Kedusha than Shimcha is. There's you, and there's your name. Your name is holy, but this is much more holy, because it's much greater. And this is all the level of Shimcha Kadosh, Ki Heida Alav Shemesh Alav Shemayim, because only the ray of His name is on heaven and earth. You mean Ata B'chal has nothing to do with earth. The name, which a ray of the name is what creates worlds. So we're saying your name is holy. Like it says, Ki b'ko Hashem tzurei lomim. Right? With the name of Yud, like the Gemara says, Yud nivra elam abba, and hey nivra elam azeh. Pirish b'yud keishu shem avaya. Ki avaya gam kim b'chinus yud. Shavav meishach ha-yud, that the vav brings down the yud. U'b'yud nivra elam abba. And Yud never was created on my ball, meaning I Alba the Steam and the Lay is Galion. The hidden worlds that are not revealed, which is a level of Ayin Lero Asali Kimzul Asecha. That means like this. Yud is basically not a very revealed letter. Yud is like a dot. So it's basically representing the hidden world of Hashem, Alma Diskasya, which is Olam Abba. Olam Abba, ultimate Chisa Mesim Olam Abba, is the level of Ayin Leirasa. No eye sees it. It's, until it happens, nobody knows it. And Hey Nivra Elam Azeh, which is Alma Dizgalion, it represents the revealed words. Mashul Musig V'nitbis B'Asaga, B'Sagas HaNivroim, which is understood in the understanding of creations. That's the level. Afilu Gan Eden O Elyein, even the highest level of Gan Eden, is called Alma Dizgala Gabi Chinazu. And it says like this. Olam Abba, that's the hidden world. Tchiz HaMesim. That level is beyond, not Gan Eden lower, not higher Gan Eden. Nothing comes close to that. Right? So, Hey, which represents the revealed worlds. Alter Rebbe says this in, and he guys said Chul also. When he speaks about the he says, under the Sweden. Okay, and he says, Yud is the hidden worlds, which is Olam Abba, which is a level way beyond any of our understanding. even Gan Eden or Elyon is only called revealed compared to that level. Because it's still a revealed world. Shari tzadikim nenim. But compared to this low physical world, then Olam Haba is called Gan Eden Elyon. Okay? But Gan Eden, compared to the level of Tchias HaMesim, it's called B'Shem Olam Hazeh. Ba'almad is Gai, it's called the revealed world. Meaning, something revealed, you benefit from. Something concealed, you don't benefit from. It's hidden. Because in Gan Eden there's the enjoyment, the pleasure of the neshamas. So therefore it's called the revealed world. Therefore it could only be revealed in a certain amount. Any revelation, no matter how great the revelation is limited in the way it's revealed. No matter what it is. Right? If it's revealed, that means there's a certain level of revelation that it has.
What happened at Kriyat Yom Suf? What happened at Kriyat Yom Suf? Was that
in a certain respect, not the level of Tchias HaMesim, though. Uh-huh. Even Matan Torah, which is even greater than Kriyat Yom Suf, it says when Alter Rebbe speaks in Tanya, Perek Lamed Vav, about Tchias HaMesim, he says, "Ume'ein zeh oyeh b'shas Matan Torah." A little similarity to Tchias HaMesim was a revelation that happened by Matan Torah, which was greater than Kriyas Yamsev.
So Tchias HaMesim is not a revelation, it's Atzmus?
Yeah, it's the essence of Hashem being revealed. But then it's revealed. Excuse me, then it's revealed.
So it's going to be infinite revelation?
Essential.
So it's not a revelation?
Exposure is just another word in the Theosaurus for revelation.
Exposing himself. It's not a ray. It's
not a ray. Gan Eden is a ray. Nanim is a Vashchina. Shuva Meisim Tev Ba'il Vazah, because you connect to the essence. He said, Mashen Kim Chinis Alma Destim in the hidden worlds. Mashen Amusik V'Nippes Klal. Ayin Loir Asa V'chol B'chinis Halalu. All the levels of Gan Eden, in other words, he says like this, Shimcha Kadesh is the highest revelations possible. Ata Kadesh refers to the essence, above revelation. Al Eintz of Baruch Atzmei L'Shar Klal Zeh, Shu Kadesh Shemuvdu Megeder Almin L'Gamri. In other words, like this, in order to praise something, it has to be in the realm of praise. Something which is not connected to anything can be praised, because whatever you're praising it is a revelation of it. And this is above revelation. He said, L'shaykh afil b'chinus amas timen, b'chin amas timen, k'asir gashmin tzatzli yizbarech. And he says like this, so therefore what are we saying? That the level of even the hidden worlds compared to Hashem are like the physical lowest of the levels. In other words, Alter Rebbe is explaining, when we say the highest level, Chochma Asisa, Pella, Eise Pella, right? The Pella and Eise are the same thing. He says even the levels of the hidden worlds compared to Hashem is like Asiya. Why? Because hidden worlds is also called a world. It's still a world. It's hidden, but it's a world. So the Hashem himself is above the hidden worlds. Therefore, Yud and He of Hashem's name, Yud created Olam Haba, which is the hidden names of Hashem, the hidden world of Hashem. He represents the revealed worlds of Hashem, including Gan Eden. Yeah? And what do we say? It's only Shimcha. It's only Yud Kei Vav Kei, the name of Hashem. It's not the essence of Hashem. Right? So he says, Hashem himself is infinitely greater even than the levels of the hidden worlds. And therefore, He says like this. So if so, now Treb is defining the bracha interestingly. Ata Kodesh is one level. Shimcha Kodesh, like we said, the name, that's a different level. And then when it says Gudeshim B'chol Yom Yalulucha Sela, the holy ones, meaning Yidden, are going to praise Hashem. What are they praising? Shimcha Kodesh, not Ata Kodesh. Ata Kodesh is above praise. It's not praiseable. Because praiseable means there has to be a certain level of revelation to be able to be praised.
When you say Hallel,
it's also to the name. He says, Ava Yisrael imikachi shmecha kihine. So what does it mean? No, 1 second, I skipped a line. That refers to the level of the worlds. Shimcha Kodesh. V'ayinu k'misham nimshel kedushasim. Therefore, because the kedusha of the Yidden come from that level. U'mahal l'miskalali batu b'mkerim. The one who prays Hashem become batu b'Hashem. Alva Yisrael emikachi shmech. Kihinei b'tzerusel l'sat. But he asked the question before, why isn't the name holy? Why do Jews have to make the name holy? Right? V'inuch v'ayir v'am v'am. Call Yisrael Mekachi Shmecha, the Eden sanctify Hashem's name. So the Rebbe asked, the beginning of the paragraph, why do Jews need to praise Hashem's name? Hashem's name is automatically praised. Right? So he says, because it is up to us. The revelation of above comes from our Avoda. Meaning, how much godliness is revealed from above? As much as we reveal it. Meaning, because Hashem's Kedusha comes into the level of Chochmah and Chesed. Right? The hidden world and the revealed worlds. And that's what it means. Asher kidshonu b'mitzvei simamish. What does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu maniach tefillin. Like, kids say in the Bar Mitzvah Maimer, whatever we do, Hashem does. That means, when we put on tefillin, it causes Hashem to put on tefillin. Kids say in the Bar Mitzvah Maimer. Yep. Now, our tefillin, the Gemara in Bracha says, say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So our tefillin praises Hashem, that Hashem is Echad. And one of the definitions of Echad, that there's nothing similar to Him at all. What does it say? The Gemara says, "Tefillin d'mori alma maksev bohu." What does it say in Hashem's tefillin? "Umi ka'amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz." Who are like you, Yidden, the unique nation on earth? That means the same echad that refers to Hashem, that nobody's like Hashem. Goy echad ba'aretz. Whatever it says in the Maimon means there's nobody like the Yidden. Now, so the Rebbe explained Maimon Rabbim. How does it mean that nobody's like the Yidden? Because the Yidden are the only ones that can cause Hashem to put on tefillin and put on talis and to do all the mitzvahs, which means He reveals those levels of Kedusha, which are normally not revealed. Who gets them to reveal them? Only the Yidden. We put on tefillin, that makes Hashem put on tefillin. What does it say in Hashem's tefillin? The greatness of Yidden, meaning there's a revelation of Kedusha to the Yidden. By day, Anochas Tefillin Lamat, that's what he says. By putting on Tefillin down here, Miseira Kedusha Yena, Shalemaila, we awaken the Kedusha Yena, that normally is not revealed, Liyashayra Mishlabish Batei Chalmet. And that's what's interesting. You know, there's Makif level and there's Panemius level. Yeah? We put on Tefillin. Tefillin is basically Panemius level, heart and mind. That's what he says, Cholamidus, right? You have to bind your mind in Art Hashem. So we put on tefillin, Hashem puts on tefillin, meaning he reveals the level of Panemius. We put on talis, which is makif, encompassing level, Sefer Kol Almin. So Hashem puts on tefillin, it's a talis. What do you mean Hashem puts on talis? He doesn't put on talis. What does it mean? He reveals the levels of Elokos that normally not revealed, the encompassing levels, the levels which are higher than world, Hashem revealed. In other words, who makes that happen? A Jew down here, and that's what it says, the greatness of the Jew, that they call the shots, how much godliness is revealed is based on us. That's a phenomenal thing. The greatness of the Jew, that we call the shots. I mean, it could be negative too. We do wrong things. Bad things happen up there. And he says, by that's the level of Atar Kaddish. In other words, that's the level, not we're praising Hashem. That's only Shimcha can praise Hashem. Only Shimcha could be praised, I mean. But that's the level of Atar Kaddish Hadayin and Aflois. Lemaila Mechinas Pliyas Chochma Shimei Ayin Timotze, which comes from a level higher than Chochma, higher than the initial aspect of creation. Which means we're revealing, by doing mitzvahs, the essence of Hashem.
That's the infinite?
Yeah. It's even above the infinite. It's above the infinite and the finite together.
How can you be above infinite? So what's above infinite?
Hashem. Is Hashem infinite or finite?
Both.
What do you mean both? You're right. What does it mean?
He's above infinite.
If Hashem is infinite, like, ask anybody in the street, is Hashem finite or infinite? They're going to tell you he's infinite, correct? That can't be, for two reasons. Number one, infinite is also a limitation that it's not finite. Infinite is not finite, correct? That means it's limited, that it's infinite, not finite. So that itself is a limitation, correct? Secondly, if Hashem is infinite only, how can he create finite? You can't create what you're not. So therefore, what does Taira Chassidus explain? Hashem is not finite, he's not infinite, he's above both. Whatever that means, we don't even understand infinite. We barely have a problem with finite. Yeah, infinite b'chal, we don't understand what that means in our brains, because our brains are limited, right? But we must say, and that's the reality, Hashem is not infinite, he's not finite, he's above both, and therefore, finite, and that's what he's saying here, finite and infinite are both equal compared to Hashem. And therefore, because he's above both, he can make finite, he can make infinite, and not only that, he can put them both together. I mean, don't even try, because we can't. No, it's just something impossible for us to yet, we understand that we can't understand, but that's the reality. Just because we don't understand it doesn't mean it's not true. Are the will of Hashem, and the level of Ratzon is infinitely greater than Chochmah. Therefore, when Yidden do mitzvahs, they elevate the praise and praise the name of Hashem's name. That through it and in them, that the level of Shemoi, which is creation, whether it's the hidden worlds or the revealed worlds, he said before, both are Shimcha Kadesh. They become elevated to a level of Atar Kadesh. That means Jews take the ultimate, infinite, finite revelations of Hashem, and they elevate it to the essence of Hashem, which is above both. V'zel yofet shachas b'tshuva ma'isim tevim. Because Olam Haba is only Shmei Yisbarach Bovat. Olam Haba is only Shimcha Kaddish. Aydei Maisim Tevim. Then you have Kedushas Ein Zav Baruch Ba'atmi, which is Atar Kaddish. Like Dalton Rebbe explains in Tanya and all over Chassidus, that Gan Eden, yeah, it's good. Why is Gan Eden a reward if it's only a ray? It's only Nanim Meziv Hashchina. It's only a ray Hashchina. Why is Gan Eden so great? Because what you see is what you get. In other words, the ray you get, you feel the ray. In this world, you have the essence, which you don't feel. So the advantage of Gan Eden is, yeah, it's limited, but what you get is you feel. And the Ma'al of Olam Hazeh doing Torah mitzvahs, like you said, that reveals the level of Atah. So yeah, you don't feel it, but you got it.
Shkoyach.
Well, John Lotto.